Good morning, Peace Church, and welcome to worship. If you're joining us on YouTube this morning, click on the link in the description below to check in. If you're joining us on Facebook, that link can be found in the comments. No matter how you're joining us, we would love to know that you've worshiped with us this morning. You will also find other helpful links, such as our online giving portal and prayer request submissions. If you are still able, you can continue to send in any contributions through the mail or give electronically by visiting www.peacechurch.org/give. If you know of someone that doesn't have access to a computer, we encourage you to call them and worship with them over the phone. We want to make sure that everyone is still connected during this time when we are urged to stay apart. Lastly, if we can be of any assistance during this time, please don't hesitate to contact the church office. From all of us here at Peace, thank you for joining us this morning. Now let's begin worship with the singing of our opening hymn, Christ is Risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
We take a moment for silent reflection. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, Creator of all that exists, in deep humility we approach your presence, for though you shower us with blessings, we have rebelled against your just reign over us and you.
We have sinned against you, one another, and even your good creation in our thinking, speaking, and acting. Forgive us and teach us again to be your true sons and daughters.
Lord Jesus, Savior sent from the Father, in deep humility we confess that we have neglected to appreciate your great sacrifice, entering time and space to die for us.
We have failed to love you with our heart, soul, and mind, and we have failed to love our neighbors as ourselves. We have failed to live as your loving brothers and sisters. Forgive us and grant us your own determination to love our neighbors in your name.
Holy Spirit, giver of every good gift.
In deep humility, we confess that we have let the faith you have planted within us to be covered with our own wants and desires. Without your help, we cannot be free. We are bound to sin. Forgive us and renew in us clean and upright spirits. Amen.
The eternal God, our Creator, Savior, and Sanctifier, has not forsaken us in our sin. For the sake of the Son, who became one of us to die for us, God offers full and free pardon. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, I therefore forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
You have set your glory in the heavens.
Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies.
To silence the foe and the avenger.
When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place.
What is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them.
You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor.
You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet.
All flocks and herds, the animals of the wild, the birds of the sky, and the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the sea.
Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us grace to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity by the confession of a full faith and to worship the unity and the power of the divine majesty.
Keep us steadfast in this faith and defend us from all adversities.
For you, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, live and reign one God now and forever.
Amen.
Thank you. The Holy Gospel comes to us this morning from the book of Matthew in chapter 28. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from our Lord and Savior. Amen. Today, we're celebrating Trinity Sunday. And that's the one week in the church year where occasionally we'll actually go through the entire Athanasian Creed. You know the one I'm talking about. The one that takes up about 3 pages of the hymnal. Luckily, today, I don't think we're doing that. We're just going to speak the words of the Apostles' Creed like we normally do. But it's also the week where we celebrate that God is one God in 3 persons. During the month of June, we're going to look through some of the Psalms for our messages. This week, we're going to start out by celebrating the Trinity with Psalm 8. One of the most memorable verses for me in Psalm 8 over the years has been that first verse. I can hear the chorus that Michael W. Smith penned in 1981 over and again in my head each time I turn to this psalm. The first verse of the psalm tells us, "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." As we start to think about this psalm, it's important to take a few moments to focus on the name of God, the name that is above all names. I've seen a number of different pieces of art that give some of the different names for Jesus, for God. When I look at the names for Jesus and for all the persons of the Trinity, we see together the pieces of their character revealed. We see some of the relationship revealed. We begin to have a way to know God as we experience some of the different names. Prince of Peace, King of the Universe, Abba, Father, Holy Comforter, Holy Spirit, Jesus. What a wonderful name that we have to speak, to praise, to call upon the name of Jesus. It is a name filled with majesty in the greatest sense of that word, with all the rights due to the King of the creation and Redeemer of the world. When you think about the word majestic, what does it mean for you? What images come into your mind? If you're like me, maybe a quote or a line from the movie The Bucket List comes into your head, and Morgan Freeman's voice comes in talking about the most majestic place he's ever encountered. Well, not fully encountered, but that he thinks would be the most majestic place. It was the summit of Mount Everest. For me, one of the most majestic places I can think of is the Grand Canyon. It is a place for me where I'm filled with awe and wonder, where the word awesome is truly in its best use. It's a place where I can see the hand of God that worked to accomplish something of tremendous beauty. What place might come to mind for you? A place where you can see God's at work, where you can give God glory and praise each time you think about it or each time you see it. David reminds us that God has set his glory even above the majesty of the heavens. When we see these places, it is a time for us to worship God, to give thanks for God's glory and majesty. As we look into verse 2 of the psalm today, David takes a little bit of a turn from what we might have expected. He moves from the majesty and the power of God, he moves down into babies and infants. This is definitely one of those places for me where God's majesty and his awesome creative power shines through. But for David, it's a move to some of the more vulnerable people. As David does this, he emphasizes that God will use this for his strength, that God will use the little children and infants to be the fortress against the enemy, especially when you look at the translation known as God's Word. I've had the pleasure of having these little people, these little children and infants around me now for a few years. And they definitely get to the place where they believe they are strong and mighty, more than anyone else. However, as I continue to think about this verse, and why would David use this imagery? It's one that the Bible uses over and again, where God uses the weakness of people and the world to show his power and his might. He doesn't work in the same manner through people that are strong, through powerful people. David is a prime example of this as he went to battle Goliath. It wasn't strength that won the day. It was simply pure faith. This is a thing that I believe the little children and the infants bring to the fortress. They have the faith and belief that is strong. Through the words of the evangelist Anna Warner, as she wrote, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong." They have that faith, that pure faith. One of the things that can help us understand the need for God's majesty and his power is when the darkness sets in each evening, especially when you're away from the city lights, where the darkness is able to fully set in. One of the customs during David's time was to spend evenings on the rooftops of the houses. It's probably because it's a little bit cooler up there than it was in the house. But they would have the ability to glance up into the heavens, to see the vast sky that was around them. I believe that David must have been gazing up into the sky while he was writing this psalm, as he transitions to talk about the majesty of God in the heavens. and God's role in creating them to be. God is the one who made the moon and the stars by the work of his fingers. I don't know how much time you might take to stand and stare off into the distance of the night sky. Maybe you took some time last weekend to watch the launch of the new spaceship, SpaceX. If you did, it was amazing. If not, check it out. But even where we live, we have the opportunity, on some nights especially, to get a decent view of some of the stars and the moon in the night sky. I was looking through some photos the past couple weeks and saw one of a full moon from the last couple of years. And I paused to think about how God created and shaped each one of those little points, each one of those valleys and craters, for us to explore with our eyes, or thanks to the Apollo program, by foot. I think about the fact that each evening, the palette or the canvas of the sky looks completely different from the sunset to the stargazing view. Each night, God has the opportunity to show us something completely different, to give us an awesome view, to show off his divine majesty and grace. It's an opportunity to worship God every night, giving us more time to worship our Creator God. Although we tend to think of worship as a Sunday morning in the building experience, it's that hour or two we've set aside for our faith. The past couple of months have challenged that quite a bit for all of us as we have transitioned from being in the building to our homes and watching church to, for some of us, being back in the building again. We've had the opportunity to think about what worship means in our day-to-day lives. I believe that verse 4 is something that can speak powerfully into our culture today. Over the past couple of months, there's been a bit of discussion over what might be considered an essential or a non-essential business or a job. It may have caused you to ask the question alongside David, what is man that you are mindful of him? When we look up into the night sky, out in the open, we can seem like this tent, a small point of light in the world that is around us. We might think in our family, our community, and our world that maybe we're not as essential as we wished we were. However, I want you to take another few glances at that screen, at the picture. Even this bit of light in a small tent becomes something brilliant in the midst of the evening and the night sky. You see, it's the same for each of us. God created each of us with a purpose, with a significance and a meaning for our life. David reminds us that God put us in charge of the creation. He placed us here with a great responsibility to take care of all the world that he majestically made just for each one of us. We are to be the stewards of all of the creatures that walk, that swim, that fly. So yes, that means even as you're out fishing, God has called and equipped you to be the steward or the guardian over them. So take a few moments and enjoy the majesty of God, that he gives you such a wonderful experience and animals to provide for you. I want to give you some encouragement today and for this week as you go back into the world, as you go back into the creation. How can we take advantage of those moments to pause, to stand in awe, and to give God the praise and glory for the world that is around us, for the people that he places and provides in our lives? It's those times and those opportunities to worship God every day, whether it's in moments or in chunks of time. So here's four things I want to encourage you. Number one, find the majesty and the awe that God has placed out there for us to experience. Number two, be filled with the knowledge that God has crowned you with glory and with honor. Number three, praise God in the everyday tasks. God has called and equipped us to be the faithful stewards of his creation. And number four, finally, express your praise and your joy daily. Give thanks and worship the King of creation. I want you to think about how you can bring this into your daily routine, how you can bring daily worship of God into your life. God's majesty might look quite different for each of us. But how can you find and embrace some of that majesty in the morning or in the evening with joy and praise for the Creator? I believe this will continue to encourage us as we remember that God is truly mindful of us, that he knows and he remembers each of us every day. David reminds us as he closes out this psalm, the song of majestic praise for the name that is above all names, the name of our Lord and our God. Today we know God as the Trinity, but we also pray in and through that sweet name of Jesus. Let's pray. Good and gracious God, we thank you for today. We thank you for the beautiful day that you've given us, the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Lord, help us as we go through these weeks to continue to find your majesty everywhere around us, to stop and take a few moments to praise and glorify you for the goodness of your creation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you.
Most precious Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning thanking you for the gift of your Savior, our Savior, your Son. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who loves us so much that you are willing to be in our world to protect us, to watch over us, and to bring us back to you, to a relationship with a Creator God, with a Redeemer God, and a Sanctifier God. Lord, we pray for our country this morning. Through all the turmoil that's going on, we pray for safety for people. We pray for safe people to protest, but we also pray, Lord, to stop the rioting. Take the people that are subverting our society and call them to justice. Lord, we are a country of rules and laws and justice, and we pray this day for our country, for our people. We pray for us to open our hearts and our minds to the racial injustice in our country. We pray, Heavenly Father, as help us to look deep within our own lives, our own souls, how we have discriminated against others, how we have looked down upon them. And we pray, Lord, is help us to love our neighbor. We pray, Lord, is help us to see is that we are one humanity, not many races, but only one race. Help us to love all. We pray this in Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, today we lift up all who are recovering from surgery. We especially remember Larry Lucas. Watch over him and bless him and bless others this day. We pray for all who will be traveling. We pray, Heavenly Father, for Pastor Phil Ressler, who is wrestling with the call to where he is in New Jersey and also here at Peace. And we pray, Lord, is that you will bring him and his family here in the near distant future to look at the call he has here and make a decision that honors you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for many of the blessings that you have given us this day. Help us to appreciate the health we have. Help us to appreciate the freedom we have. Help us to appreciate, Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. And what is mankind that you are mindful? Lord, you look down from heaven and you have mercy, grace, and compassion on us. And for that, we are grateful. Lord, help us this day to be your holy people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Lord Jesus, come into our lives once again through the working of the Holy Spirit. May he convict us of our sin and comfort us in your grace. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings we have as we pray the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious upon you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. Amen.